Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Senate Committee on Healthcare. I know that Senator Canope is going to be here. I know that Senator Lee Beyer is going to be late, and Senator Steiner Hayward isn't here. So until I get a quorum, I can't get into work sessions. But at least we'll open the public hearing on House Bill 2015A. Speaker Kotek.
Madam Chair, members of the Senate Healthcare Committee, so nice to be here. For the record, Tina Kotek, State Representative, North and Northeast Portland. That's House District 44, and I'm the Speaker of the House. Thank you for the opportunity to testify on House Bill 2015A today. This is a bill about doulas. These are the non-medical professionals who work with pregnant women before, during, and after birth. They are a set of traditional health workers that we know improve maternal and birth outcomes if they are involved in pregnancies. They are cost-effective services. I think there is some testimony that we had in the House side that I think has been submitted again that talks about how doulas, according to the literature, have been very effective in improving outcomes, particularly for women of color, regardless of their payer status. I think there's an expectation that we're only talking about the Oregon Health Plan population here, but if we can improve the availability of doulas as a workforce and improve access to them for all pregnant women in the state, there will be improved outcomes, whether on the health plan or in private pay. And this bill started out as a way to look at reimbursement rates, and it has morphed a little bit. So what you see... In fact, I forgot to mention my favorite quote. So there's a perinatal researcher at OHSU called named Dr. John Kennel, and he said in a meeting I had prior to the session that if doulas were a drug, it would be malpractice not to provide them. So we have a lot of support out there. Currently, we've been working with the Oregon Health Authority to improve the reimbursement fee-for-service level for doulas. It's been incredibly low. It's now, through rulemaking and internal work at the agency, is going to be improved, which will help provide the incentive to get more individuals to become doulas. Part of the challenge right now is it doesn't pay very well, but yet we need more of them. And so by improving the reimbursement rate for the Oregon Health Plan, that'll help. What this bill now does, it provides the foundation going forward around accountability and to improve the workforce, to look at the reimbursement rates, to further professionalize, formalize, institutionalize the workforce and the use of doulas in the Oregon Health Plan. So the bill does four main things at this point, and it came off our floor, I think, if not unanimous, nearly unanimous. It directs the Oregon Health Authority, in coordination with the Traditional Health Worker Commission, to study and revisit reimbursement rates in 2018 and 2020. We want to make sure we're continuing to keep up with the research, the literature. In fact, some states have gone to reimbursing doulas at over $1,000 for a set of visits. We're currently pegged around the $350 mark. So we definitely have some work to do on the reimbursement. This bill says keep revisiting those rates in 18 and 20. The bill directs the Oregon Health Authority to provide the Oregon Health Policy Board and the Oregon Public Health Advisory Board with an annual report for 6 years. The report must include the number of successfully billed claims, number of doulas on the registry, documenting barriers to registry recruitment, and more. So again, getting to the workforce needs. The bill directs the Oregon Health Authority to explore ways to facilitate direct reimbursement to doulas for services rendered. Right now, those reimbursements come through the approving physician, and that creates a barrier to getting paid, and so we need to fix that. And lastly, it would require the CCOs to post, where appropriate, information regarding a Medicaid's enrollee's ability to ask for and retain doula services during pregnancy. Currently, it is available and required set of services that are available to women on the Oregon Health Plan, but no one really knows about it. So this bill says you need to advertise and actually tell people that they should have access to a doula if they want one.
Is that in every CCO?
Every CCO. Mm-hmm. They really need to up the outreach. So this is a very simple bill. Improves our outcomes that we see in our state around maternal and birth outcomes. And after 6 years of working on this and floundering around, I think we're really making progress. So I urge your support of the bill. Thanks very much.
Thank you. In my church, we have doula training in our basement. I don't know how many classes they have, but around 15, there's always around 15 to 20 women down there being trained. And in my area, which is the Gresham area and Rockwood area, there's many people who use doulas. And so it is an expanding program, and especially with our poverty and very low-income women, it's extremely important, because these are people that are part of their culture and can relate to many of the cultures that are in my community, because they are from the same culture. So. Yes, Senator Cruz.
Pardon my ignorance. We've been dealing with doulas for a while here. My question is, what's the difference between a doula and a midwife?
Oh, good question. I don't know I can answer the actual technical, but doulas are non-medical professionals.
Okay.
Coaches, supports, helping women get the services they need pre, during, and post delivery. Midwives more specifically involved in the actual delivery in some way.
Okay.
Now, some midwives are also doulas, so you have overlap, but I think that would be the fair difference there. And one thing I forgot to say, Madam Chair and members of the committee, is just so you get an idea of the challenges, we set up a traditional health worker registry, and the goal there is to further professionalize our traditional health workers, of which doulas are one. In 2015, we only had 33 doulas on that registry. There's barriers, you know, it takes a little effort to get on the registry, but if you don't feel like it's worth it from a reimbursement standpoint or you know, availability of getting paid, you're not going to do it, right? So this is a way to get. We want doulas to get registered. We want them to be part of that network of available providers. It's just not happening. So when half of our births in the state are on the Oregon Health Plan, we really do need to work on this. So, and it looks like I've been joined by the Oregon Health Authority.
That's right. And Spencer... Justin Black and Ryan Fisher,
I guess, Madam Chair, you know, I'm thinking back to middle of the last century when I was in the baby game. It was similar. We, just an interesting story, we took Lamaze, okay, which is kind of in the same ballpark. What was interesting is we took the Lamaze class, did everything, we went in, first baby, and went in, and the hospital folks there said, you can't do that. You're going to, you know, because we're doing the breathing and all that. And they said, you're going to hyperventilate. You can't do that. And we're thinking, huh? So, but that's kind of the organic stuff we're talking about, I think, isn't it? I mean, that sort of thing.
Well, Madam Chair and Senator Cruz, and the availability of having your doula there in the delivery room and, you know, up to the delivery, it's just really important for support and just making sure those kind of things, you have someone to help you out.
And I think it's also important if the father's in the delivery room too, which is something that we've come a long way on. So
we certainly have.
Yeah.
Thank you, Speaker.
Chair Mata Sanderson, members of the committee, Justin Black from the Oregon Health Authority. I think in addition to what was just said, you know, doulas play an important part in the home visiting arena for postpartum visits, especially on encouraging breastfeeding and helping new moms deal with all those, the new experience of being a mother. And I will say just kind of an update on the agency side. So starting May 1st, we have increased the reimbursement for doulas to $350. It's a global payment for both those prenatal visits and postpartum visits and the day of delivery visits. As the bill instructs us, we'll be revisiting that rate frequently to see if it's keeping up with trend and keeping up with the need of the community and making sure that we're helping doulas sign up as traditional health workers. In addition, we've started a planning process for kind of an aggressive outreach to both doulas and members of OHP so that they know that doulas are available, and also to the provider community to better help understand the billing complexity of doulas and you know, the fact that it needs to go through the assigned physician for that doula to get their reimbursement. And we're also looking at ways that the doula may be able to actually be billing directly and getting paid directly. So I feel like we're working on all the pieces of this bill currently. So we're very excited to continue this work and appreciate all the work that the speaker has done in this arena.
Ryan.
Madam Chair, just one more thing I want to say for the record, totally unrelated to both you and the speaker and Senator Knope. The prayer breakfast this morning was an amazingly wonderful event. Thank you very much for putting that
Thank
on.
Thank you, Senator.
Chairman Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, member of the committee. My name is Ryan Fisher. I'm here today on behalf of the Oregon Health and Science University to speak in support of House Bill 2015. First, I'd like to draw your attention on OLIS to testimony submitted by Dr. Thornburg. Dr. Thornburg is an endowed chair at the Knight Cardiovascular Institute at OHSU. He's the director of the OHSU Bob Moore Institute of Nutrition and Wellness. He holds a professional appointments in the Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, and three other departments, and has served on expert panels on pregnancy and health for National Institute of Child Health and Development, National Academy of Medicine, American Heart Association. You get the idea. Dr. Thornburg and other scientists at OHSU are greatly concerned about the deteriorating health of Oregonians over the past 25 years. Obesity has doubled, diabetes has tripled, and statistics from the Oregon Health Authority show that heart disease will quadruple in the next 15 years. The research being done at OHSU and around the world clearly draws a connection between these chronic diseases and poor, unhealthy prenatal and infant environments. The reason is because of two factors: adequate nutrition and toxic stress. Where doulas have helped with this is, maternal health and stress, they impact cognitive function, high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Rigorous studies have shown that there is clear benefit to mothers and babies from a doula. They are less likely to have pregnancy complications such as preterm birth and cesarean section. They're more likely to breastfeed, which is critical for that nutrition flow in that early infant stage. They reduce the cost of pregnancy and increase long-term health and well-being of the child. It also alleviates the healthcare system strains on that. And on a personal note, I'd like to add that when both of my children were born, a doula was, I can't imagine going through that process without, they don't just help the mother, they help the father as well. And it was prior to the birth and it was after the birth. It's an extremely important part of that process. So I thank you very much for the opportunity to testify today, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
I'd like to close the public hearing on House Bill 2015 and open a work session on House Bill 2015A.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2015A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2015A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I just want to say I was a Lamaze coach back in the late 70s, and no one knows that. And believe it or not, I did it as a private entity because it wasn't a part of the system. Yeah. And so I would charge a nominal fee to the couples, but that still excluded a lot of women that couldn't have it. So I just had to put that on the record. Okay.
One more thing we have in common, Madam Chair.
That's right.
You were a Lamaze coach?
Is there any other discussion?
Lamaze class. So.
Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
He's here. Excused.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Excused.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Anderson.
Aye. Motion carries. And Senator Fredericks, who's chief sponsor of the bill, also will carry the bill. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2015A and open a work session, although we're not going to move the bill, but I want to discuss the proposed amendment of 2339A.
Good afternoon, Chairman Sanderson, members of the committee. Patrick Allen, Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. As we speak, Ledge Council is working on an amendment that represents, I think, a consensus path forward on this issue amongst the various stakeholders. It's actually fairly simple and really has just three parts. The first part is the implementation of a ban on balanced billing that would take effect March 1st of 2018. Second part is direction to Department of Consumer and Business Services to assemble a work group to, between now and the end of this year, develop a payment framework that would take effect with that implementation date of the ban. And then the third part is presumably that framework would require some combination of legislation and rulemaking, and so we would recommend legislation back to you all in the February short session for your consideration. So three fairly simple things, a little bit of kicking the can down the road, but also gets the ban on balanced billing locked in place, and we think that's really ultimately what the purpose of the whole exercise was about. When we talked about this bill, was it just last week? I think we had instruction. It felt to me like we had instructions to go make everybody unhappy, and I'm pleased to report that we did that. no one is especially thrilled with this deal. Given up something, there's a delay in the implementation, there's not a clear framework going forward, there's the requirement to spend lots of time with each other between now and the end of the year to work this out. And it, you know, I'm making a little bit light of it, but this was really hard for everybody to get to and to resolve, and so I appreciate what everyone, what all of the stakeholders have given to get us to where we are, and so hopefully next week we should see this amendment. It shouldn't have any ways and means implications or anything like that, and hopefully you'll be able to move forward on it. Be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I want to thank you for your work. We have a pathway now, and that's the important thing. And the fact that we need more time to work on the details, I think this is appropriate. So thank you for your work, and look forward to what we see in February.
Thank you.
And the ban on balanced billing would be when in 2018?
March 1st.
March 1st. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to carry this over until the next committee meeting next Tuesday, whatever date that is. Okay.
Yeah.
And I will close the work session on House Bill 2339 and open a work session on House Bill 2398A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is House Bill 2393A, brought to you by the Oregon Law Center. The bill received a public hearing on May 16th. The bill prohibits health care providers from billing Medicaid recipients except as established by the Oregon Health Authority through rulemaking, requires health care providers for claims unpaid after 90 days to check with OHA to confirm an individual's eligibility for Medicaid. Directs OHA to convene a stakeholder work group to oversee implementation report back to the Legislative Assembly no later than September 15th of 2018. No amendments. Bill has a minimal fiscal, no revenue. Passed out of the House unanimously.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2398A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2398A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Cope?
Excused.
Senator Steiner Hayward.
Excused.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chairwoman Sanderson.
Aye. Motion carries. And Senator Cruz, do you want to?
Sure.
Senator Cruz will carry the bill, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 2398A.
You do know that whenever I carry a bill, it becomes controversial for reasons unknown.
I know. I will open a work session on House Bill 2839A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is House Bill 2839A. The bill received a public hearing last week. The bill prohibits covered entities, including healthcare service organizations, licensed healthcare professionals, and insurers, from determining an individual is ineligible to receive an organ transplant due to a disability if the individual meets the eligibility requirements for a transplant. There is a A2 amendment. It's on OLIS, and the amendment clarifies that individuals receiving care at OHSU can access expedited judicial review procedure and not have to file a tort claims notice. Also clarifies the measure does not create a new legal mechanism to seek monetary damages against OHSU or other public entities in Oregon. There's a minimal fiscal impact, no revenue, passed out of the House unanimously.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the A2 amendment to House Bill 2839.
Senator Cruz moves to adopt the -2 amendments dated 5/12/17 into 2839A. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? They are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2839A as amended by the -A2 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2839A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Knopf?
Excused.
Senator Snyder-Hewitt?
Excused.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Monis Anderson?
Aye. Motion carries. Senator Beyer, would you carry that bill?
Sure.
Okay, Senator Beyer will carry the bill, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 2839A and open a work session on House Bill 2527A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is House Bill 2527A, brought to you by Representative Buehler and Senator Hayward. The bill received a public hearing last week. The bill allows Oregon pharmacists to prescribe and administer injectable contraceptives approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. No amendments, minimal fiscal, no revenue impact. Statements are all on OLIS. The bill passed out of the House with 48 yes votes and 4 no votes.
Madam Chair, I just want to say this is the next step in work we did 2 years ago. So this is appropriate. And with that, Madam Chair, I will move House Bill 2527A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2527A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Knopf?
Excuse.
Senator Snyder-Hewitt?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chairman Sanderson?
Aye. Senator Steiner-Hayward will carry the bill, and I will close the work session on House Bill 2527A. Open a work session, House Bill 3363A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is House Bill 3363A, brought to you by Representatives Noble and Buehler. The bill received a public hearing on May 4th. The measure modifies the term osteopath to osteopathic physician to clarify that doctors of osteopathic medicine practice medicine as physicians. No amendments, no revenue, no fiscal impact. Bill passed out of the House unanimously.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, it's just amazing. We're doing a word change, and it took 39 pages, but...
well, you know how it is. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3363A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 3363A to the floor with due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Knopf?
Excused.
Senator Snyder-Hayward?
Excused.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Senator Beyer, would you carry this one?
Sure.
And I will close the work session on House Bill 3363A and open a work session on House Bill 3014A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is House Bill 3014A, brought to you by Representative Kinnemer and Senator Montes Anderson. The bill received public hearing on May 18th. The bill requires individuals applying for a license to practice respiratory therapy to hold a credential as a registered respiratory therapist. There's emergency effective on passage. No amendments, pass out of the House unanimously.
Is there any discussion? Or no, I need a...
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3014A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 3014A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Knopf?
Excused.
Senator Steiner-Hayward?
Excused.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
All right, motion carries, and I'll carry the bill, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 3014A. And colleagues, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2754, but we're not going to move it because there is an amendment in place. Is Julie Hanna here? We aren't going to move it. After talking with OHA as well as with OHSU, there was no okay. There are some unintended consequences that could result because evidently the testing for CMV. We have a lot of false positives, and it hasn't been based on outcome. I'm missing the word. Anyway, it needs to go through the review process to see what the best practices are. What is that called?
Evidence-based.
Pardon?
Evidence-based.
Yes, evidence-based. And so... We need to do that, and so the amendment is going to reflect that.
Madam Chair.
Wants to testify.
Quite honestly, the screening we're doing is evidence-based, and people have a level of certainty in it. We need to make sure we aren't clouding the issue.
And we've been working with. We are working with Senator. OHSU, and OHA, and that is the amendment is going to be coming from them to us, and so that's where we're at. And I am going to meet with the proponent of the bill. It was a constituent bill of Senator Representative Barker's. And so we'll be explaining that, but I was hoping that OHSU would be here, but if not, I will close the work session on House Bill 2754 and carry it over to next Tuesday's meeting, whatever date that is. So is there any other business? We are adjourned.
Very efficient, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Very efficient, Madam Chair.
Yes. We are adjourned.